Hello, welcome. My name is Meryl. If I haven't taught you before, I am so happy to be with you here today. And I thought I'd start today with a little story from last night. So last night I was coming from Decatur to teach here at the studio at Sacred Chill. And I was teaching the second week in a meditation series called Meditation for Real Life. And the topic that I was going to talk about was releasing resistance, right? Letting the moment be what it is. This was my planned talk. So, you know, Decatur is across the universe from where the studio is, but normally it's across the universe without traffic. Even at 5 o'clock in the evening, I'm not really sitting in traffic. It takes maybe 30 minutes. But last night there was accidents galore and whatever was going on in Atlanta, and traffic was a nightmare. And it took over an hour to get to the studio. And as the minutes kept adding up and I'm watching the clock creep closer and closer to class time, I start to really think, God, I might be late to teach meditation. And I am getting a little sweaty and a little agitated and a little angry at the drivers in front of me. And then I have this little, you know, cosmic laugh at the fact that I'm supposed to be arriving at the studio calm and zen to speak on how we just allow the moment to be what it is. And yet I'm in this moment that I'm like, get me out of this moment. It's a terrible moment, right? So I think it's the perfect example of why we practice, right? So we're going to talk about releasing resistance today, even when we're stuck in traffic. And every moment, regardless of what moment, every moment has some emotional tone to it, right? A good moment, a joyous moment, is one that we really want to hold on to. And a trafficking moment, an unpleasant moment, a sad moment, it's one we really resist, right? We shove it away. We want to get out of the moment and change it just as fast as we can. And either one, right, whether you're holding on because it's so good you don't want it to go, or you're pushing away because it's uncomfortable and you don't want it, either one is really truly the work of resistance, right? You're not able to just relax. There's work being done on some cellular subconscious level. So our practice is the practice of trying to let go of that resistance. Right? When we allow a moment just to be, it's creating a level of ease, even if it's an unpleasant moment, even if you're stuck in traffic, right? In meditation practices, it's often called the double arrow. So arrow number one that strikes is the unpleasant thing. It's the traffic at 5 p.m. in Atlanta. And arrow number two is how you feel about that, right? So I'm stuck in traffic, and I'm really upset that I'm stuck in traffic, and I'm mad at myself for not leaving earlier because now I'm gonna be late and people are gonna judge me and I'm not being the teacher I wanna be, right? You can pile on and pile on, and we end up making an unpleasant moment even more unpleasant. And so this practice of not judging the moment or not resisting the moment is a practice in really just letting your life be. And this is not the same thing as saying we're going to be these even-keeled, zen-like people that don't experience emotion. Non-judgment does not mean you're a doormat. It doesn't mean that we stuff things down and pretend that we don't feel a way that we feel. And it's not having any emotion at all. Non-judgment, that releasing resistance, all it means is that you let yourself feel whatever it is you're feeling without beating yourself up. So joyous moments, we feel joy. And angry moments, we feel anger. And sad moments, we feel sadness. And we just let ourselves feel that. We don't have to feel some way about the emotion that's present, right? So stuck in traffic last night, feel the anger, and then just say, okay, so I'm a little angry, I'm stuck in traffic. And the beautiful thing is, when we, oh my goodness, excuse me. when we allow that feeling to just be there, it moves through so much quicker. We're not holding on and creating a bunch of story and scenario around it. It's just frustration and traffic. So we're going to practice today, and the practice is exactly this. It's just allowing whatever this practice looks like to be. We'll sit and we'll breathe together. And all those thoughts that come up, the memories, the reminders, the to-dos, whatever it is that distracts you, just with like a little smile and a little nod, we say, okay, this too, welcome. We notice the breath again. We welcome the next distraction and say, yeah, this too. We notice the breath. We welcome the distraction. And we just so gently repeat this process, even if it's 100 times. Simply the practice of allowing the moment to be. So let's try this. We'll find a seat, right? You could sit on the ground, cross-legged. You might sit in a chair with your feet flat on the earth. Hands resting onto your lap here as you sit, tall and lifted through the spine. Let your shoulders relax back and down. Eyes might softly drift close. And we start together with an inhale in and a sigh. And again, an inhale in and a sigh. And we let our breath drop to its own natural pace. Feeling the inhale and the exhale rise and fall just as it needs to. And our practice starts simply by relaxing. Feeling yourself sit a little heavier on your cushion. Your thighs relax, your feet. Your belly relaxes and your heart. Your shoulders, your throat letting go. And our jaw releases, our eyes, our forehead. And perhaps you can even feel as if your brain actually settles down into the skull. So there's a little space between your forehead and your brain. Feeling ourselves settle so gently into this space. Noticing as the breath rolls in. Noticing as the breath rolls out. And we invite ourselves just to stay here, just to rest in this place of feeling the breath, each breath. And as each thought or distraction arrives today, with a gentle smile, you just see it. You might even silently to yourself say, "This too." And glide back to your breath, feeling the next inhale, the next exhale. And when the next distraction arrives, we allow that one to be here as well. This feeling, this thought, this too. Each time, returning to the breath. slowly bringing your attention back to your breath. Noticing that rise and fall. And if you drifted away, maybe just noticing where you went. And with a soft smile, bringing your hands together in front of your heart like a prayer, bow your chin slightly. Honoring the time you carved out today to sit still, to release resistance. Let's finish together with a breath, an inhale in and a sigh. Thank you guys so much for sitting today. Namaste.